there is a great need for self-care for all healthcare professionals in the present situation when COVID-19 pandemic is raging in India and many countries across the world, and stress level amongst the healthcare professional is extremely high. As a surgical oncologist, I've spent 50 years in clinical practice, mostly in major cancer hospital and other large hospitals in Mumbai. I realize how important it is for doctors to sustain their well-being and prevent burnout. A study from All India Institute of Medical Sciences and Ministry of Defense reported 59% of doctors in India have moderate stress which needs better stress management. Recent Mayo Clinic study reported 60% of American physicians suffer symptoms of fatigue and depression, otherwise known as burnout. Despite high prevalence of stress in doctors and myriad of physical and mental health consequences, doctors are notoriously reluctant to seek help for themselves. Doctors are also poor patients due to maladaptive health behavior. Despite improvement in disease management, there's a decline of sense of purpose and general unhappiness amongst the doctors. And of course, this can have a harmful impact on care of patients. During past 18 years as a medical director of the Brahma Kumaris Global Hospital in Mumbai, I've observed that measures to rekindle the experience of higher values we share as human beings can bring rapid improvement in both the individuals and the institutions. Why are there so many doctors who feel burdened? Possibly our spirit, our morale has drained away. We have forgotten that taking care of the people is the greatest honor we could have as doctors. Doctors need to know more how to care for themselves. If they do not, they will not be able to give optimum care to their patients. Our ability to care depends to a large extent on our own experience of being cared for and valued. Valuing the self and caring for self are the most important messages of this program. My task today is to introduce you to Values in Healthcare, a spiritual approach popularly known by the acronym VYASA. This is a personal and team development program supporting the personal well-being of healthcare professionals who have stress much higher than in general working population in our country. I wish to pay tribute to late Dadi Janki, chief of Brahma Kumaris, who left her body 6 months back at 104 years. Picture shows her and 10-member team who developed 500 pages of text on VYASA, complete work with 8 modules, exercises, meditation commentaries, and facilitation techniques. Dadiji lived in London between 1974 and 2007. She used to visit patients in hospitals in UK. Her kind eyes observed that doctors and nurses lacked enthusiasm and zeal while looking after the patients and in the hospital. She knew that this was due to burnout, physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion related to their stressful work dealing with the suffering patients, illness, pain, and death. Constantly being exposed to suffering results in compassion fatigue and erosion of personal values and ideals. What used to be challenging and meaningful work of looking after sick becomes unfulfilling, and they become cynical and less efficient. Develop negative attitudes and feelings toward the patients with growing doubt of self-competence. She suggested that Janki Foundation for Global Healthcare, a UK-based charity named after her, should undertake a project to help empower them and bring back joy in their humanitarian work. This was in the year 2000. 10-member team of experts in medical education, psychiatry, psychologists, general practice experts, complementary medicine, consultants in organization and education technology, and nursing care worked for 4 years and hundreds of hours of brainstorming, thinking, discussing, outlining, structuring, writing, reflecting, and testing ideas in real-world pilot studies. They created this pack, which contains detailed guidance and all the necessary materials to train healthcare professionals to implement the 8 modules packaged into a ring binder with CDs. VYASA was launched in India in 2006 by President APJ Abdul Kalam. In past 14 years, we have conducted large number of programs in hospitals, academic associations, universities, and hosted a full-day conference in Mumbai for teaching staff of institutions of Maharashtra University of Health Sciences. We also presented VYASA to conference of Vice Chancellor of Medical Universities. VYASA has been translated in 12 languages and is being practiced in 50 countries in the world with over 750 facilitators. Besides excessive workload, mistakes, complaints, and litigation under consumer protection laws in India also has devastating effect on the self-esteem of medical professionals. The consequences of not addressing these issues are serious, affecting the health of doctors and reducing their ability to care for their patients. We need a cultural change in attitude of the medical profession. This can only be achieved through education of doctors at all levels of training. It requires commitment and acceptance by leaders and teachers to consider values training and self-care, valuing the self for themselves as an integral part of all undergraduate and postgraduate training. VYASA addresses the problems of low morale and reduced self-esteem and burnout in the healthcare professions. Maintaining core values was considered central to doctors' well-being. Values can be described as our core beliefs or the principles by which we live or how we aspire to live. Who has inspired you and inspired your life and work? What qualities did they demonstrate? Compassion, kindness, competence, integrity, dependability, honesty, humor, maybe some of them. I was in high school when India became independent. Many of our teachers wore khaddar and had undergone imprisonment during the freedom struggle. Gandhiji was our idol. Parchure Shastri, a Sanskrit scholar, was suffering from leprosy, which was considered contagious and incurable then. Shastri reached Gandhiji's ashram in Sevagram in 1939 to have his darshan before dying. He was not permitted to enter. When Gandhiji came to know the incident, he went out to meet him, overruling the opposition from ashram inmates. Gandhi kept Shastri in the ashram. He personally used to nurse his wounds and massage his feet every day. Picture of Gandhi dressing Sastri's wound was later depicted on a postal stamp in 1959 with words, "Leprosy is curable." Many of my generation who followed ideals of Mahatma Gandhi carried his dedication and compassion in their professional life. Most of us have our heroes in some family member, maybe parents or grandparents or school teachers or our mentors in the medical college or national, international leaders whom we consider idols and follow in their footsteps, imbibing their values. It is often that you pick up habits from people you work with closely. Values affect how we live and work. One cause of stress is when we are not able to honor values because of constraints of time or demands of professional responsibility. For example, if you value listening to people but do not have the time to listen in the way you would like, or if you value family time but find your workload is too great to allow time or energy you need. The values in healthcare program aims to help healthcare workers identify the values and develop ways of reflecting them in their professional and personal lives. Vyasa was inspired by contemporary approaches to healthcare and education, including living values, an educational program by Diane Tillman, winner of prestigious 2002 Teacher's Choice Award in USA. Living Values was a guide for teachers, community workers, parents, and students. It explored the human values in depth and included educational activities that promote self-esteem, emotional intelligence, and creative expression in people of all ages. Guided by this approach, the structure and content of Vyasa was developed. The term positivity was adopted to reflect the importance of taking a positive approach. Vyasa is based on appreciative inquiry, a process building that works well in organizations and individuals' practice rather than taking a critical approach. Exercises that worked well for a broad range of participants, structured questions to be appreciative, and positive language were preferred. Spirituality uses inner resources of peace, love, positivity, and compassion for the benefit and healing of self and others. Spirituality could be expressed through thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and actions. Personal experience relevant to work from nursing care, hospice work, and mental health were used to define spirituality. Learning tools are spiritual and therefore are termed a spiritual approach, which includes deep reflection, periods of silence, meditation, visualization, listening, deep listening, appreciation, as well as being creative and playful. Reflection is to see your image in the mirror. When you see within, inside, your positive experiences can have a big boost to your self-esteem, self-respect, and self-confidence. Values in healthcare program is based on three key principles. The first key principle is, physician, heal thyself. This is a paradigm shift in thinking. In education and training of a medical student, the center of focus is the patient. How to take history, examine him clinically to make a correct diagnosis, and treat him to cure his disease. In this program, focus is on the physician, heal thyself. not only survive, but you must thrive. You must enjoy your work. Restore your morale, vision and values. Take care of yourself and look after the personal development, which is most important and most neglected. There has been an ongoing discussion concerning the importance of core values and the need to reaffirm them. These values were based on caring, compassion, integrity, competence, confidentiality, responsibility, advocacy, and the spirit of inquiry. They were seen as the profession's greatest assets, greater even than the scientific knowledge and technology. But values have been sidelined in training of healthcare workers. Doctors cannot aim to heal others before nurturing and healing himself. Educational program should support and develop the personal well-being of the healthcare professionals, rather than specifically focus on improving their clinical skills. Benefit of healthy doctors to patient care in terms of raised morale and renewed sense of purpose is immeasurable. Second key principle is learning through direct experience. Traditionally, formal lectures, personal study, tutorials, and practical experience are used alongside apprenticeship learning. Very little is done, however, to enhance and strengthen the qualities of calmness and compassion that is expected of healthcare professionals. Paradoxically, these may actually unintentionally be drained out of us during our training. Values are best understood and explored through direct inner experience. So facilitated small group experiential learning was planned rather than didactic lectures for this program. By allowing time in a supportive environment for silence, reflection, meditation, and sharing, we encourage the discovery of personal values and insights. Third key principle is it should have a relevance to work. Finally, the learning experience with an emphasis on reflection, action planning, review, evaluation, and commitment to ongoing learning should be relevant to participants' work and life. A high level of stress is experienced by healthcare professionals, which makes doctors and nurses unhappy. What can be done to promote their well-being? Business of taking care of people who are ill is inherently distressing, but changes in society, organizational structures, medical and information technology, and patients' expectations have imposed an additional burden that can lead to a state of chronic tiredness and demoralization. Stress and its consequences can be addressed by our values as a way of preventing burnout and ill health. Culture of care creates a healing environment for staff and patients. Professional practice depends on training, skills, attitudes, and experience. Well-being of everyone can be enhanced through framework of values, basis of how we view ourselves and behave towards others. The training is a spiritual approach, as the emphasis is how we as doctors are able to turn our attention inwards using the skills of meditation, visualization, appreciation, listening, reflection, creativity, and prayer. Vyasa is designed specifically for the well-being of healthcare professionals. There are 8 modules. Each module takes over a day and has a specific purpose. For example, module on values helps to gain strength through motivation. peace to benefit by remaining calm. Positivity harnesses power of thoughts. Compassion releases your healing energy. Cooperation appreciates the wisdom of teams. Valuing yourself sustains the carer. Spirituality in healthcare focuses on spiritual care in practice, and building resilience is practical and positive response to stress and burnout. It is designed to run as a complete program, but each module can be conducted on its own. The sessions are facilitated workshops for groups of 15 to 20, but often there have been 25 to 30 people attending the sessions. The learning is through participation to gain a deeper understanding of the subject through direct experience and exploring how to apply what they learn to the professional life and a personal life. Each module has a structure comprising introduction, exercises, action planning, and evaluation. There are refreshment breaks, movement exercises, and meditation during the training. However, the structure is modified in view of the virtual application in current pandemic situation. We have been conducting virtual implementation of the modules on Zoom with facilities of breakup rooms for exercises for a group of 2 to 5 participants. Each module is also divided into 3 sessions of 2.5 hours each. The positive side of the virtual application is more people can take advantage of this excellent training program from their homes, reducing travel time and expenses. As a matter of fact, online education is opening more opportunities to implement Vyasa. In a large country like ours, this is necessary, and that too free of cost. We urge Vice Chancellor of all medical universities to run this program on experimental basis for 1 year and get feedback from the faculty members and students. Benefits of Vyasa are personal, professional, organizational, and educational. At personal level, it helps build self-esteem and sense of purpose, renew enthusiasm and vitality, cope better with stress, prevent burnouts and ill health. Professionally, it helps set standards and codes of practice, helps resolve ethical issues, manage workload expectations and change more effectively, improve quality of relationship and communication at all levels. At the level of organization, it improves the staff recruitment and retention, boosts morale of workforce, reduces sickness, absenteeism, enhances performance and cost efficiency, introduces value-based change in healthcare. Educationally, it introduces holistic educational program, opportunity to learn new caring skills, enhance reflective practice and personal developmental plans. We have trained over 200 facilitators in India who can conduct this program in almost all the states. All programs are conducted without any fees, free of cost. Virtual program is conducted on Zoom from Pune once a week on Saturday morning. I'm very happy to introduce you to the next speaker, who will be Dr. Archana Pingle. She'll present facilitation techniques used in Vyasa training. She's a member of the International Association of Facilitators. Thank you.
VK Dr. Mehta ji, for the wonderful session on Vyasa. We understand Vyasa is a very uniquely organized program which enables and helps preventing burnout for healthcare professionals. The program is unique in its own way and also specifically uses facilitation as a key mode of communication between people, groups and organizations. In continuation with that, I would like to now introduce Archana Pingle, who's here with us today, and she is a professional facilitator and also Vihasa volunteer, and she will help us shed some light via discussion on facilitation. So Archana, are you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay, let me ask you the first round of questions.
Surely.
So can you please tell us or tell everyone what is the difference between facilitation and what is facilitation all about?
Okay, so facilitation is derived from a Latin word called facile, which means, simply translated in English, is to make it easy. Therefore, facilitator is somebody who makes things easy for others. So it makes life easy for the facilitator and as well as for the group of people who wish to learn something or who wish to solve a particular problem. So in a short sentence, facilitator is somebody who makes things easy. Now, how does facilitator do that to make it easy? Facilitator creates certain ground rules and ways of working along with the group. He creates certain ways of working for the success of the group, for achieving the group outcomes, desired group outcomes. Facilitator is essentially at the service of the group. Facilitators make sure that they cater to the group's needs, challenges, pain points, aspirations, goals, and anything that the group wants to achieve. So facilitator has full trust on the capability and the inner wisdom that the group brings to the table. The facilitator only acts as a catalyst to make sure that the group's wisdom is harvested towards the outcome that the group wants to achieve.
Okay.
And secondly, the facilitator does not act as an expert, does not play the role of the expert. It's neutral to the group's content and is neutral to the group's task. Is also neutral to the hierarchies that the group may have. So basically, facilitator's role is to create an inclusive environment where everybody can share freely and there is an environment of psychological safety so that everybody is heard and the listening happens very empathetically without, you know, judging anybody. So all that is done by creating sort of a ground rule or ways of working along with the group before we start the facilitation. So I hope that gives some context to you about what is facilitation about and who is a facilitator and how a facilitator works with the group.
Thanks. I think that's a good introduction to what facilitation is all about. And also, I think thanks for highlighting what is the role of a facilitator in the whole process. So with that, let me come to my next question, which I think is very commonly asked in this area. So how is facilitation really different from teaching or training?
Yeah, surely. So teaching and training is more to do with the content, whereas facilitation is more about the process, more about the how part. So in teaching and training, the knowledge is imparted in a didactic lecture or there's a direct content download onto the receiver's end. Whereas in facilitation, the group engages in a very participative environment and the group self-learns, whereas the facilitator only guides the process and the content comes from the group. So that's the basic difference, that teacher or trainer, you know, acts as an expert and gives a download and tells what to do, whereas a facilitator is somebody who only asks the group and enables the group to create its own choices and enables the group to self-learn.
That's good. That's an interesting difference between teaching and training. Thanks for clarifying that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me come to my next question, which is regarding the Vihasa program.
Sure.
So this unique program, as we, you know, got to know from Dr. Mehta,
mm-hmm.
can you help us understand why this has facilitation as a base and not teaching or learning or training?
I see. So as you see that, you know, Vihasa is a very unique program, wherein it is about self-care and it is about, you know, it is about learning values in action. So it is something to learn in practice and it is about self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
So as a trainer, how can we download, you know, somebody into their, what is important to them, what their values are, and values are something that is pivot to our whole life. All of our decisions, whether we are aware or unaware of our own values, they're all deriving from our inner values, the innate values, the innate core belief systems that we all carry. So it is a lot of internal work that one needs to do. So, you know, that is why it makes even more sense to have a program like Vihasa in a facilitated environment where one goes through a journey through a, you know, through various facilitation tools and processes into its own self-discovery and design its own vision and, you know, their own plans to live those values, to discover those values. And, you know, facilitator, being a facilitator is also, you know, showing those values in itself. Facilitator has to have a lot of empathetic listening, create a safe space for everybody to share freely and trust in the capability of the group. You know, have a space for the diverse perspective and display a lot of inclusion and neutrality. So all of these values are also, you know, observed as the facilitator works with the group, and we learn a lot by doing. So, you know, they say that you hear and you forget, and you see and you remember, and you, when you do things, then you really, really understand. So it comes from the Kolb's theory of you know, learning by doing and experiential learning, and facilitation is not, you know, something that is coming new to us now. It has always already existed in the Indian culture, in the Indian, you know, mindset, the kind of work that we all used to do together, the kind of family setup that was there. So in the olden days, then, you know, families used to live for generations together. There used to be, you know, so many people in one single family. And they all used to live in a big house. And inside the house, there used to be an open space, and around that open space used to be all the rooms where, you know, people used to live. And it was not outside, it was inside the house that, you know, that Tulsi Vrindavan used to be there, and an open space inside the house. So in that space, you know, the whole of the family used to gather, where all the hierarchies used to sort of melt away. So the karta of the family used to come to the center, you know, whenever there was a decision that was impacting the whole house or, you know, everybody in the family. So to bring that harmony, only used to act as a catalyst and involve everybody in that group decision making, make sure that everybody is heard, and you know, that there is a consensus, and once the decision is made by the group, everybody has to abide to it. Even if they disagree, they agree to disagree. So these kind of, you know, things, technologies today, as we call in facilitation as open space technology, is something that already existed in our culture, in our mindset. And also a lot of our learning has been, you know, experiential learning through gurukuls and, you know, the life skills that people used to learn in gurukuls and, you know, under the tree in small villages, how people used to learn into sitting in a circle. So it has been there in our family culture. It has been there in how our panchayats have been carried out. It has been there, you know, how the communities have been developed. And now, you know, we're sort of relearning that culture of being together, of, you know, being cohesive, being inclusive, being more accepting and being more compassionate and empathetic. So that is what, you know, facilitation is about. And so I hope that clarifies why we have that.
Definitely, you explained quite in detail about, you know, how this facilitation is important for Vihasa and the history around, you know, how our culture blends into Vihasa. Now let me come to the next question, which is, when we talk about facilitation, we talk about, you know, we get to hear about this organization called IAF and an exciting week that they have almost every year, I believe, which is called the FACT Week. So can you throw some more insights onto, you know, these two aspects?
Yeah, surely. So as I shared some details about, you know, facilitation and facilitative processes, if you want to know more detail about who a facilitator is and what does a facilitator do, and how facilitation can be applied into, you know, different contexts, not only in learning, but even in organization development, in families, in parenting, in teaching, and in not many areas, even in your society meetings, you know, when you have the annual general body meeting in a society complex, how people can come together and build consensus. So if you want to know more about it, please feel free to go and visit our websites on iaf-world.org and also on factweek.org. In fact, Nitin, there is a wonderful opportunity in this month that there is a global Fact Week that's celebrated from 19th of October to 25th of October, where facilitators from all around the world, I as a member of IAF and an active core committee member in the Pune Hub, I invite our viewers to go ahead and explore if they want to taste the fact power. Me and my facilitator community from across the globe are at your service. Feel free to reach out to us, and we are offering pro bono services, which is free of charge in the Fact Week, to help you understand what is facilitation, to help you understand the power it brings to the communities.
That's interesting. So it looks like a good week to look forward to for most people who are interested in facilitation.
Surely.
So let me get you back to the Vihasa program, and we spoke about why facilitation is important for Vihasa. Can you also throw some light on, you know, why and how spiritual tools are blended into the fabric of Vihasa and facilitation?
I see. Yeah, there's a wonderful blend that has come from the Brahma Kumaris, you know, the tools that we use like meditation, reflection, visualization, listening, appreciation, and there are also tools like creativity and play. So let me, you know, walk you through one by one in each of these tools of how these tools are blended into facilitative processes like appreciative inquiry, World Cafe, focus conversation methods, open space technology, and all sorts of, you know, processes which facilitator uses. And the tools are spiritual tools. They are weaved into these processes where, you know, the groups come together and they do paired sharing, they do small group discussion, they do whole group discussion, and they sing, dance, do all sorts of, you know, role plays and playful games and activities. I'm sure you have experienced yourself too.
Thanks for that. So I think that helps to explain a lot of the processes used in Vihasa. So let me come to another question related to the same. So we understand facilitation as one of the key processes used, but are there any other tools and methodologies or processes used in Vihasa that you would like to highlight?
Yeah, surely. So there are about seven main tools that are used in Vihasa facilitation. The first one and most favorite one being meditation for me. I use it a lot in Vihasa and also in other you know, process facilitation that I do for organizations. Before I begin any process, I start with meditation. And meditation is nothing but channelizing your thoughts to taking you to a desired state of feeling, a feeling of calmness, a feeling of peace, a feeling of joy, and coming to that inner awareness of your own, you know, core values and being mindful of your own state of mind and being mindful of people around, being mindful of what needs to be done. Basically being available in the present moment. So that is what is, you know, meditation about. And after meditation, when the mind comes to a very calm state of mind, it really helps to use other spiritual tools like reflection. In reflection, what we do is, you know, we stand back and we take a step back and we observe, we take a retrospect of the situation or, you know, the past over years of the organization or of the group or, you know, of your own life. So for example, Nitin, if I ask you what was your experience in the last 48 hours and which was one of those experiences that you think that you had an alternate choice to really remain stable and in your own control, would you like to take a step back and, you know, just observe yourself, detach yourself from the situation? Shall we do that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You don't try it out on me. I have been through a lot in the past 48 hours.
So. Yeah, I understand. It's your midweek. So, but it certainly creates a choice for us. And, you know, coming from that retrospect, it brings some learning to us, which we can carry forward in our visualizations as another tool where we can transcend into an experience with, you know, and we can amplify the experience by doing intuitive imagination and translating into smell, taste, sound, and we can totally transcend ourselves. So that transcends into an experience of the kind of person you want to be, the kind of vision that you have for yourself. So that's about the spiritual tools like meditation, reflection, visualizations, beautifully weaved into the Vihasa facilitation.
Oh, that's quite wonderful. A lot of spirituality put into Vihasa is very nice to know.
Right. So the fourth tool that we have is listening. So listening, when we do a deep listening, it's actually very healing, both to the listener and also to the person who's sharing.
Hmm.
It relieves the pain of the person who's sharing, and it is healing even to the listener. You know how? Because when we are listening empathetically and we are dropping all the judgments and we are open with curiosity, we are mentally available to listen to somebody with full attention. That is the biggest kindness we can do to someone. And that kindness, that compassion actually first is felt by us. And having that space and time for ourselves, that freedom of stopping the internal chatter that goes on even when somebody is sharing, we have an attention to be just available, not create our own thoughts. So that silence inside us is healing even for the person who's doing the deep listening.
Okay.
So that is the fourth tool that is used, as we have a lot of activities of paired sharing and group sharing after the deep reflection. And the fifth tool that is used in Vihasa is about creativity and appreciation also. So the fifth tool we use is appreciation.
Okay.
And appreciation is also a very wonderful spiritual tool as well as, you know, a facilitation tool weaved into many methods. Appreciating with specific, you know, tasks that somebody has achieved. There is a simple appreciation like great, amazing, thank you, fantastic, etc. And there is something called a specific appreciation. So it is very rewarding and very motivating for somebody to continue to do more and more of that behavior when we, you know, specifically mention with, you know, one or two lines that you did that surgery so beautifully or you supported despite your, you know, duty hours were over, you supported so well to those COVID patients. So this specific kind of, you know, really appreciate your determination, etc., specifying the quality, specifying the incidents, and catching people doing the right things often is a habit. And that habit, if we develop, it frees us from, you know, a lot of criticism, comparison and negative thinking in our own self, for self as well as for others, as well as it relieves the other person from the self-criticism that they go through. So this is how the fifth tool of appreciation is used.
Yeah, definitely.
Vihasa.
Appreciation goes a very long way for ourselves as well as for the person who we are appreciating.
Right. So the sixth and the seventh tool are more of the, you know, the right brain activities. Like as doctors or, you know, as other IT professionals or other corporate people, we are more used to analytical thinking, logical reasoning, and, you know, all sorts of problem solving and those skills and decision making, which are more of the left brain activity.
Correct. Yeah.
So the right brain is, you know, unused, and there is a lot of potential in right brain to think out of the box, to come up with, you know, great solutions, new solutions, innovations. So, and it also, you know, brings it that fulfillment in the life. So if art and culture, you know, that is what is life. We all, you know, like the best moments of our life when we are singing, dancing, when we are expressing in a very creative way, in a poetic way, or when we are drawing. So that part is also integrated in Vihasa modules. In every module, there are some group work, some creative activities. There is a lot of free flow thinking that happens in those activities. As the group work towards their own, you know, self-discovery and self-care and their own vision for the workplaces, as we work on each of the values module, like peace, positivity, compassion, cooperation. So how to bring all of that in action is done through creative activities, and it has a lot of free flow. It's up to one which ones they want to choose based on their, you know, liking. And there's a lot of play, you know, playful activities and a lot of dancing and singing.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. You know, there's so many role plays and those kind of scenarios and a lot of fun
Yeah, that keeps people involved, I think. When you do a lot of activities, mm-hmm. people do get involved into the whole tool and process.
Yes. So, that is how the 7 tools of Vihasa program have been designed, and they are weaved into wonderful facilitation processes.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I shared with you, the facilitation process and the job of the facilitator is to beautifully design those processes, and while they are facilitating, their only role is to guide the group towards those focused mm-hmm. conversations and focused, you know, process and methods, and stay neutral to the group as to what they choose to do or what they do or how they do. So the content comes from the group
mm-hmm.
and the facilitator does not play an expert role. He just accepts all are right, just that all are different. There's a diverse mm-hmm. perspective. So that's what the facilitator does.
Right. So that's interesting. Thanks for sharing those insights and the wonderful tools other than what Vihasa already has.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the question is, now doctors are, you know, very specific, medical or technical, as you may say.
Right.
So how do doctors really use facilitation, or can they use facilitation?
Yeah, surely. So the Vihasa program is so beautiful that it has so many gifts for the doctors and the healthcare professionals. It is their self-care program, preventing their burnouts. That is the main objective, and giving them a deep dive into those inner core values. They also learn the facilitation skill as they are immersed into that facilitative experience, and, you know, the teamwork and the group work and the participatory environment and observing the facilitator.
Mm.
So they learn a lot of facilitation skills too, which is very important for doctors, because doctors and healthcare providers also do a lot of teamwork and there is a lot of communication, timely communication, quick decision making. All of these has to be, you know, done in a very efficient manner, and the doctors have to feel at ease with themselves and with their team. Only then, you know, they can pass it on to the patient or, you know, whoever they are caring for. So there's a lot of cross-functional, you know, scenario. There are so many different diagnostic departments, and for one particular case there could be so many different specialists who are involved.
Correct.
So facilitation skills help a lot, even to the doctors and people who are surgeons and surgery. So, you know, in our education system, so far the learning that is happening to the doctors is only in the classroom environment, or, you know, besides the bed of a patient. And then the learning, actual learning by doing, happens when they get into internship and residency doctor, or, you know, the nurses who get into the practice and all. So if the Vihasa kind of program is embedded into their education system itself, so it would, you know, prepare our doctors both to, you know, prevent themselves from the burnouts and all those related issues that they may go through. It will also help us build a very cohesive community, a very value-based society, and it would, you know, build a lot of trust and intimacy between doctor-patient and, you know, the whole society, and be more, you know, accepting of diverse perspective views and have more self-control. So that is how I see the importance of facilitation skills, even for doctors.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. What you've highlighted is, you know, kind of a paradigm shift into the way we teach doctors on any other profession, but doctors particularly here. I think if these principles are imbibed during learning, which is the time where everyone, you know, puts down certain principles and learns from teachers, so if this is kind of imparted to them in that time, I think it goes a long way.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. But I think my challenge now is, let me come to the next and most relevant question for today.
Okay.
The facilitation is all about people, you said, right? People are, you know, very dynamic, you meet people, you understand, etc. Now, in the new normal, where we are not seeing anybody except ourselves, how do you really facilitate? Is it possible?
Yeah, surely. So, see, if there is a wish, there is a way. And, you know, in fact, in today's world, it has become even more easier to do the facilitation and connect with diverse communities, because the facilitator can be anywhere in the world and the participants too can be anywhere in the world. We are virtual, but we are not yet distant in our hearts. We are still connected in our hearts, and we are connected in hearts and minds. And facilitation is all about engaging with your hearts, with your minds, and with your hands. So there are beautiful online tools available, which allows for all those paired sharing and, you know, focus group discussions into small breakout rooms.
Right.
And people can come together again in the whole group, and they can do a whiteboard sharing. They can share, you know, the Google Docs and Google Sheets, Right. There are online sticky note tools available like Google Jamboard and, you know, Mural, Miro. There's a lot of things available.
There's a lot of technology that has been invented or innovated during these last 6 months to enable things. So what would be good is if you can highlight if there are any projects ongoing in Vihasa, or is it just a trial right now? Are there any ongoing projects in Vihasa in this medium?
Yeah, surely. So as soon as the lockdown started, the online services of Brahmakumaris, you know, just started right from the March month, and from the month of May, the Vihasa virtual sessions have been happening from Canada, from India, from Mumbai, and you know, there's so many brothers and sisters who are Vihasa volunteers, like Dr. Manoj Matnani, who is out of Pune, and he is the Vihasa, you know, champion for all over India, and there's Dr. Anu Patel, who's from Canada. So both of these people have started initiatives already on the virtual Vihasa session with the help of the IT wing volunteers like Brother Praful and Sister Kosha from Mumbai, Sister Deepa from Mumbai. So all of these people have come together and there is a team of Vihasa India volunteers, and they are running, you know, weekend virtual Vihasa sessions. We understand that online people can't get engaged for more than 2 hours, even though they are engaging, but you know, it's tough because we are working and all sorts of things at home. So there are 2 hours weekend virtual sessions which are happening. Each of the module has been broken down into 2 hour, I think 3 to 4 sessions every weekend. And the healthcare providers are being served from all across the globe even now. And not just the healthcare providers, but anybody, because values are universal. They're not only for healthcare providers.
Okay.
So values like peace, positivity, cooperation, compassion, self-care, everybody wants to discover their own values, valuing own self. So we are, you know, on behalf of the Vihasa volunteer team, I invite everybody to connect with us at our given email IDs, vihasaindia@gmail.com, and there's also a website for vihasa.in and jankifoundation.org, and people can reach out to us to engage in the virtual Vihasa session.
So good. So you've established this model where you've tried out facilitation in remote way and the feedback seems to be good, which is why you're continuing and there's more demand of people wanting to join. So, so that's good to know. And see, what one thing I've been, you know, two new terms that I got to know today. One is about your Vihasa and the other is you initiated a thought on IAF.
Right.
So is there any relationship or synergy, or do they work together, or are they poles apart? Can you throw some light on how they
work together? There is a lot of synergy between Vihasa and IAF because IAF is also all about promoting the facilitation power, and Vihasa is a totally facilitative program. In fact, the seeds have already been sown, and I believe that through this program, more awareness will be created in both the communities to make the effective collaboration for this noble cause. So, you know, Kimberly Byan, 2-3 years ago, she was the IAF chair then. She has visited the Brahmakumari's headquarters at Mount Jabu. And she has met Brother Stephen Berkeley, who's also a Vihasa volunteer and an IAF member. So, she has stayed with him with her family over there. And she has, you know, also learned Vihasa tool and also shared some of the facilitation processes living in that campus.
Okay.
And she truly, truly enjoyed it, and she, you know, wanted to promote it also.
So there is synergy now. What you're saying is IAF community and Vihasa are actually coming together and doing things together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, very much. Even in our Vihasa reunions, we have time to time IAF friends coming over and learning and also sharing some of the processes.
Yeah, I think it helps in making both organizations more mature with the experiences of various, you know, organizations as such.
Yeah, so I would invite, you know, all of my IAF friends from all across the globe to explore more about Vihasa. Feel free to reach out to me. All of them know me as Archana Pingle in the IAF world. I'm connected with most of them on most of the social media handles. And I am available to all of them. I know many of my IAF friends from Canada, UK, Scotland, US and all across the globe, who are already working in the human value space with the NGOs and, you know, in school leadership and technology of participation itself is a lot of, you know, with the intent of community development. So I have friends from across the globe and I'm making a, you know, shout out to all of them. Some of the names, you know, already people see on the social media, but it's not only for those people, but it's a earnest invite to all my IAF community from across the globe. to explore more about Vihasa and see how we can donate our skills and time to spread goodness in the world and create more compassionate civilizations and create a positive impact in the world through our profession.
That's good. So I think, thanks Archana, that was a very nice and enlightening session. A lot of new terms that I got to know and a lot of, you know, exercises and groups and people that I can now go back and connect. So I think thanks for the wonderful session on Vihasa. I'll definitely go to the site and IAF, it's new to me, but I'll definitely go and check it out.
Okay? Yeah, it was a pleasure to share all of this.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to Dr. Mehta and Dr. Shukta and, you know, the Vihasa community to allow me to represent both IAF and Vihasa on this platform and reach out to masses.
All right. Thanks, Archana. So let me take the opportunity now to invite Sister Ritu, who is from Bombay. So she's a certified happiness practitioner, which is interesting, and a life skills trainer and a Vihasa volunteer. So let's look forward and inviting Sister Ritu to take up on the next session.
ओम शांति। विहासा के बारे में, विहासा के स्पिरिचुअल टूल्स और फैसिलिटेशन प्रिंसिपल्स के बारे में सुनने के बाद आई एम श्योर कि आप भी इसको एक्सपीरियंस करने के लिए उतने ही एक्साइटेड हैं जितने हम। तो चलिए उस एक्सपीरियंस की जर्नी को शुरू करते हैं। हम समझते हैं कि एज हेल्थ केयर प्रोफेशनल्स विशेष इस समय में आप बहुत चैलेंजिंग सिचुएशन से गुजर रहे होंगे और उन्हीं चैलेंजिंग सिचुएशंस में अपने लिए समय निकालकर अपने उन इनेट वर्च्यूज को रीसरफेस करके एक्सपीरियंस करना और भी ज्यादा इम्पोर्टेंट हो जाता है। विहासा उन इनेट वर्च्यूज जैसे पीस, कंपैशन, रेसिलियंस, पॉजिटिविटी, इन सभी वैल्यूज को हमें पूरी तरह से एक्सपीरियंस करने में मदद करता है, जिससे हमारा स्टेट ऑफ माइंड बहुत स्टेबल और कंफर्टेबल हो जाता है और फिर वही वैल्यूज को हम अपने वर्क प्लेस पे, अपने यू नो घर पे भी हम यूज कर सकते हैं। तो चलिए इस एक्सपीरियंस की जर्नी को शुरू करते हुए विहासा का मॉड्यूल पीस, जिसको हम आज एसेंस में कुछ एक्सरसाइजेस को एक्सपीरियंस करने का प्रयास करेंगे। पीस की जब हम बात करते हैं, हर व्यक्ति पीस को अपने तरीके से अनुभव करता है। कुछ लोगों के लिए पीस कुड बी एब्सेंस ऑफ कॉन्फ्लिक्ट, कुछ लोगों के लिए पीस कुड बी एब्सेंस ऑफ कॉन्फ्लिक्टिंग थॉट्स, और कुछ लोगों के लिए पीस कुड बी जस्ट एब्सेंस ऑफ स्ट्रेस। आपके लिए पीस का एक्सपीरियंस क्या है? आप पीस को कैसे अनुभव करते हैं? क्या उसे एक्सप्लोर करना चाहेंगे? तो चलिए हम पीस को आज थोड़ा सा और गहराई से एक्सप्लोर और एक्सपीरियंस करते हैं। Let's allow some time with our own selves, away from everything outside, your own time. Today, let's choose to take an inner journey, a journey of peace. In your mind, recollect a moment when you were very, very peaceful. Can you remember a time like this? Who were the people around? What was the situation? Was it somewhere close to nature? Can you relive that moment in your mind? Now bring your attention on what is it that you were feeling at that point in time. Can you experience that feeling fully and completely? Now, if you have to give a word to this peaceful feeling, what would that word be? How would you like to define your experience of peace? तो जब आपने शांति की फीलिंग को क्रिएट किया और उस पर रिफ्लेक्ट किया, तो हाउ डिड इट मेक यू फील? that you feel a little more calm and comfortable? अब सोचिए सारे दिन में यदि हम कुछ समय निकालकर अपने साथ इन फीलिंग्स को क्रिएट करते हैं, इस शांति की फीलिंग को क्रिएट करें, तो हाउ वुड माय एंटायर डे बी? आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट एज हेल्थ केयर प्रोफेशनल्स यू मे नॉट हैव लॉट ऑफ टाइम, बट हाउ अबाउट मे बी 10 सेकेंड्स और मे बी 30 सेकेंड्स या मे बी जस्ट अ मिनट. थोड़ा थोड़ा समय निकालें इन बिटवीन थिंग्स दैट यू आर डूइंग, इन बिटवीन मीटिंग द नेक्स्ट पेशेंट और मे बी योर नेक्स्ट इंटरेक्शन विथ योर कलीग और यू नो अदर एम्प्लॉयज इन द वर्क प्लेस दैट यू आर एट. उसके बीच बीच में कोई नया कार्य शुरू करने से पहले इफ आई एम यू नो इफ आई क्रिएट दीज मोमेंट्स ऑफ साइलेंस, दीज मोमेंट्स ऑफ साइलेंस एंड एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ पीस वुड हैव इन्फ्लुएंस ऑन एवरीथिंग दैट यू डू. And imagine how your day would be. Would it be a little different? Yes. So, अब हम चाहेंगे कि आप अपने मन में या एक बुक और पेन लेकर उन वर्ड्स से पीस को डिफाइन करें जो आपने इस रिफ्लेक्शन एक्सरसाइज में एक्सपीरियंस किया. आप इन एसेंस पीस को कैसे डिफाइन करेंगे? What is the experience of peace for you? जब हमने आप जैसे कुछ हेल्थ केयर प्रोफेशनल से ये पूछा तो दिस इज व्हाट दे हैड टू से. कुछ ने कहा अ फीलिंग ऑफ ट्रैंक्विलिटी, सम सेड एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ साइलेंस एंड स्टिलनेस, सम सेड फीलिंग ऑफ कंटेंटमेंट, और कुछ लोगों के लिए पीस सॉलिट्यूड की फीलिंग है जहां वो अपने साथ समय बिता पाए. क्या इनमें से कुछ आपके लिए भी पीस को डिफाइन करते हैं? Why not make a note of it and keep creating those feelings and thoughts through the day? तो जब हम पीस और इन एक्सपीरियंसेस की बात करते हैं तो आपने देखा होगा कई बार हम किसी जगह पर जाकर या फिर कोई चीज को देखकर या कोई म्यूजिक सुनकर बहुत पीसफुल एक्सपीरियंस करते हैं. क्या आपने ऐसा कोई एक्सपीरियंस अपनी लाइफ में किया है? अब सोचिए उस जगह में या उस चीज में या उस म्यूजिक में क्या ऐसी बात है जो आपको पीसफुल फील कराती है. क्या उनमें से कोई भी ऐसी बात आप अपने घर में या वर्क प्लेस में क्रिएट कर सकते हैं? क्योंकि हमारा जो आउटर एनवायरनमेंट होता है वो कहीं ना कहीं हमारे इनर एनवायरनमेंट को भी इन्फ्लुएंस करता है. अब सोचिए आप अपने वर्क प्लेस पे या आप अपने घर पे कौन सी ऐसी चेंज लाना चाहेंगे जिससे आपको पीस का रिमाइंडर मिलता रहे. हम अपने मोबाइल में बर्थडेज के रिमाइंडर्स, एनिवर्सरी के रिमाइंडर्स तो रखते हैं, लेकिन हाउ अबाउट पीस रिमाइंडर्स? अपने फिजिकल एनवायरनमेंट में हम ऐसे रिमाइंडर्स क्रिएट करें जो हमें सदा शांति के लिए इन्फ्लुएंस कर सकते हैं. तो सोचिए कौन सा चेंज आप अपने घर में या वर्क प्लेस पे लाना चाहेंगे जिससे आप शांति का अनुभव कर सकते हैं. अब आई होप आपके मन में आपके बॉस या मदर इन लॉ नहीं आए हो. जस्ट ऑन अ लाइटर नोट, वो हमारे कंट्रोल में भी नहीं है, लेकिन वो चीजें हमारे एनवायरमेंट के जिनको आप चेंज कर सकते हैं फिजिकल एनवायरमेंट में. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, म्यूजिक एक बहुत ब्यूटिफुल टूल है जो हमें शांति को अनुभव करने में मदद करता है, और इसीलिए वेरी रिसेंटली आई गॉट माई सेल्फ सम इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स जो मैं घर पे इन माई फ्री टाइम आई प्ले देम. क्यों? बिकॉज दे ट्रिगर फीलिंग ऑफ पीस इन मी. सो लेट्स एक्सप्लोर म्यूजिक एज अ टूल विच कैन हेल्प यू एक्सपीरियंस मोर पीस. ये सिंगिंग बोल वो साउंड और वाइब्रेशंस क्रिएट करते हैं जो एनवायरनमेंट में पीस को स्प्रेड करते हैं, और फिर कहीं ना कहीं वो पीसफुल एक्सपीरियंस भी हम कर सकते हैं. म्यूजिक की फ्रीक्वेंसी हमारे मन की फ्रीक्वेंसी से भी कई बार जुड़ जाती है और फिर म्यूजिक की फ्रीक्वेंसी को हम अनुभव कर सकते हैं। तो आपने देखा म्यूजिक कैसे हमारे मन को इन्फ्लुएंस करता है और हम कितना काम और कंफर्टेबल महसूस कर सकते हैं। एनवायरनमेंट में ऐसे बहुत सारी चीजें हैं जो हमारे लिए पीस को इन्फ्लुएंस करती हैं। ये बहुत बड़ी चीजें होना जरूरी नहीं है, आप बहुत छोटे छोटे चेंजेस भी कर सकते हैं। जैसे हो सकता है आपके वर्क प्लेस में कोई नेचर से कनेक्टेड आप चीज रखें, अगर नेचर मेक्स यू फील मोर पीसफुल, या फिर ऐसी कोई इमेज या यू नो बच्चों की, कुछ लोगों को बच्चों की इमेजेस अच्छी लगती है तो आप वो लगा दें, या कोई भी ऐसी चीज जो आपके अंदर वो कंफर्ट या पीस वाली फीलिंग को क्रिएट करती है। राइट, तो लेट्स टेक सम टाइम एंड थिंक अबाउट इट कि क्या ऐसा आप चेंज लाना चाहेंगे जो आपको और पीसफुल फील करा सकता है। अब ये तो हो गई आउटर एनवायरनमेंट की बात जो हमारे इनर एनवायरनमेंट को रिफ्लेक्ट करती है, लेकिन हमेशा तो ये पॉसिबल नहीं होता कि हम बाहर की चीजों को चेंज करें। हमेशा तो ये पॉसिबल नहीं होता कि हम हमारे आसपास यू नो जो सामान है, जो चीजें हैं उनको हटा दें। कई बार यू नो बहुत सारी फाइल्स, पेपर्स, ये सारी चीजें होती है जिनको हम शायद कुछ कर नहीं सकते हैं। तो बाहर के एनवायरनमेंट में चेंज लाना या उस आउटर एनवायरनमेंट को चेंज करना इज वन एस्पेक्ट दैट हेल्प्स यू क्रिएट मोर पीस फॉर योरसेल्फ। बट उसके अलावा आप अपने इनर एनवायरनमेंट में भी ऐसे एंकर्स क्रिएट कर सकते हैं जो आपको और पीसफुल एक्सपीरियंस दे सकते हैं। अब सोचे हाउ वुड यू वॉन्ट टू एक्सप्लोर एंड एक्सपीरियंस पीस बाई क्रिएटिंग पीसफुल एंकर्स इन योर माइंड। फिर हमें बाह्य तौर पर कोई चेंज कर पाए या हो सकता है बहुत ज्यादा चेंज ना भी कर पाए, लेकिन आप जहां भी हैं आप उन यू नो इनर एंकर्स को यूज करके अपने लिए पीस को क्रिएट कर सकते हैं। सो नाउ लेट्स एक्सप्लोर सम इनर पीसफुल एंकर्स फॉर आवरसेल्व्स। सिट कंफर्टेबली ऑन योर चेयर, लेग्स अनक्रॉस एंड अलाउ the body to relax. Let your feet rest on the floor and your hands rest on your lap. Sit in silence for a while and become aware of your thoughts. As you become aware of your thoughts, just let them pass. Now focus your attention on your breath. Your breathing is likely to follow its own rhythm. You may notice your breath calming down. Just observe the breath coming in and going out. Enjoy the peacefulness of your breathing. Now ask yourself, what is it that peace means to you? Allow an image that has been very peaceful for you. This image may be anything you like, a scene in nature, a place, or an event. More than one image may go through your mind. Choose the one that carries the experience of calm, tranquility with it. Focus on it until it becomes clear in your mind. Stay with your image for the next few moments. तो आपने अपने मन में कौन सा पीसफुल एंकर क्रिएट किया? ये पीसफुल एंकर आपको हर सिचुएशन में कंफर्टेबल और स्टेबल फील करा सकता है। जो एंकर आपने क्रिएट किया, उसको आप जितना विजुलाइज करेंगे और जितना उसे डीपली एक्सपीरियंस करेंगे, आप देखेंगे कि लाइफ की हर सिचुएशन में ये एंकर जब आप फिर से विजुलाइज करते हैं, आप पीस को एक्सपीरियंस कर सकते हैं। भले सिचुएशंस चैलेंजिंग या स्ट्रेसफुल हो, लेकिन क्योंकि आपका मन प्रोग्राम्ड है फॉर पीस, यूजिंग दिस एंकर, यू विल बी एबल टू क्रिएट पीस इन एनी सिचुएशन। तो इस तरह से हमने विजुलाइजेशन के टूल को यूज करके अपने लिए पीसफुल एंकर को क्रिएट किया और उसे एक्सपीरियंस किया। So, अब आप इसे रेगुलर बेसिस पे विजुलाइज कर सकते हैं टू मेक इट मोर पावरफुल एंड देन सिचुएशंस जैसे भी हो, लेकिन आपने ये एंकर को फिर से क्रिएट किया और क्योंकि ये एंकर पीस के लिए प्रोग्राम्ड है आपके लिए, आप बहुत नेचुरली उस पीस को एक्सपीरियंस कर सकते हैं। जैसे विजुलाइजेशन एक बहुत ब्यूटिफुल टूल है टू प्रोग्राम योर माइंड, उसी तरह से मेडिटेशन भी एक बहुत ब्यूटीफुल टूल है जिससे हम अपने माइंड को पॉजिटिविटी एंड पीस के लिए प्रोग्राम कर सकते हैं। मेडिटेशन में हम थॉट्स और फीलिंग्स को यूज करते हैं टू प्रोग्राम आवर माइंड फॉर पीसफुल एक्सपीरियंसेस। आप देखेंगे सारे दिन में जो आपके थॉट्स हैं वैसा ही आप फील करेंगे। यदि आपके थॉट्स पॉजिटिव और पीसफुल है, आप पॉजिटिव और पीसफुल फील करेंगे। हमारे सारे दिन का एक्सपीरियंस जो है वो डिपेंड करता है हमारे थॉट्स की क्वालिटी पर। यदि थॉट्स पॉजिटिव हैं तो फीलिंग पॉजिटिव, यदि थॉट्स नॉट सो पॉजिटिव है तो फीलिंग भी नॉट सो पॉजिटिव। तो हमारे जीवन में पॉजिटिव एक्सपीरियंसेस एंड पॉजिटिव फीलिंग्स का आधार है हमारे थॉट्स, और मेडिटेशन ये वो टूल है जो हमारे मन को पीस के लिए प्रोग्राम करता है। सो नाउ लेट्स एक्सप्लोर द टूल ऑफ मेडिटेशन टू एक्सपीरियंस पीस फॉर आवरसेल्व्स। ओम शांति। लेट्स स्पेंड सम टाइम विद आवर ओन सेल्व्स, अवे from everything outside, your own time. महसूस करें कि आपका सारा बॉडी बहुत रिलैक्स होते जा रहा है। From your head to your toe, very very relaxed. Your calf muscles, your knees, your thighs, they are very very relaxed. Your stomach, lungs, heart, arms, elbows, they are all very relaxed. If there is any tightness or heaviness in your body, just allow the body to relax. your face, your forehead, your facial muscles, they are all very relaxed. Now focus your attention on your mind. What is it that you're thinking right now? Observe your thoughts. When you observe your thoughts, you realize that the speed of your thoughts slow down completely. And your mind becomes very, very relaxed. Now observe the gap between your thoughts. Just stay with that gap for a couple of more seconds as you experience deep, deep peace. Now create one thought. I am a peaceful person. Experience that peace very deeply. Just stay with that feeling of being very, very peaceful and relaxed. When you start your day, look at yourself that you start your day with peaceful and positive state of mind. You go to work very peacefully. You meet different people, you interact with them, but with a very peaceful state of mind. When you spend time with your loved ones, just look at yourself, you're so calm, so comfortable. And when you are so calm and peaceful, any tensions with your loved ones also get dissolved through your peaceful vibrations. You are so full of peace that you start radiating peace all around you. The more you experience this feeling, the more you radiate it around yourself. Feel that your peaceful vibrations are reaching to every human soul who needs it. A collective consciousness has power to heal the souls who are in some pain. And so, today you choose to remain peaceful and radiate these peaceful vibrations to every human soul. When you do that, you heal yourself with peace and you heal others with your peaceful vibrations. Continue to be in that feeling of peace for a couple of more seconds. Very, very relaxed, very comfortable. If your eyes are closed, slowly open your eyes, but continue to be in that feeling of peace. Move your fingers a little bit. Move your toes a little bit. And become aware of your body and your surroundings. Om Shanti. So isn't meditation a beautiful experience? क्या आप ऐसा एक्सपीरियंस रोज नहीं करना चाहेंगे? Regular practice of meditation helps us program our mind in a peaceful way. Meditation is not about not thinking, but about thinking right to have right experiences in life. तो आज हमने विहासा के पीस मॉड्यूल को एक एसेंस फॉर्म में एक्सपीरियंस किया. इन मॉड्यूल्स को एक्सपीरियंशियल और इंटरैक्टिव वे में कंडक्ट करने के लिए आप अपने ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एंड इंस्टीट्यूट्स में भी ये वर्कशॉप्स ऑर्गेनाइज कर सकते हैं. ये वर्कशॉप्स अब वर्चुअल फॉर्मेट में किए जाते हैं जिसमें हमारे ट्रेन्ड विहासा फैसिलिटेटर्स इन्हें कंडक्ट करते हैं अक्रॉस द कंट्री. तो हम जरूर आपको इनवाइट करेंगे कि आप भी अपने ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस एंड इंस्टीट्यूट्स में इन वर्कशॉप्स को जरूर कंडक्ट करिएगा. थैंक यू. ओम शांति.
ओम शांति. प्रजापिता ब्रह्मा कुमारीज एवं मेडिकल विंग, राजयोगा एजुकेशन रिसर्च फाउंडेशन RERF आपके लिए लेकर आए हैं राजयोग मेडिटेशन कोर्स. आइए इस अंतर मन की यात्रा में हमारे साथ जुड़ें. राजयोग मेडिटेशन कोर्स का आगामी सत्र सोमवार से गुरुवार, मंडे से थर्सडे शाम 7 बजे से 8 बजे तक मेडिकल विंग के फेसबुक पेज facebook.com/medicalwinghq/live व मेडिकल विंग के यूट्यूब चैनल youtube.com/bkmedicalwing/live. ध्यान रहे इसका ऑनलाइन लाइव प्रसारण होगा. व्हाट्सएप 8619937031.